I tell you what, I really appreciate the conversation that I had with Adrian Pay. He has shared so much. And ladies and gentlemen, believe me when I say we were only dealing with the tip of the iceberg of the wealth of information that he shares in his book, The Minority Experience. I'm looking at where we are in this world and, well, particularly in America. And it's something that I think we should all be aware of, because you think about it. This is a very, very tough, rough climate that America is living in. It has always been rough and tough, but it is definitely being made much rougher, much tougher now, especially in light of the fact that we have a president who continually propagates ethnic division in America. He was doing that when he was running for president in 2016, and he has continued to do that throughout his presidency. A man who is passionate about ethnic division, who is passionate about oppressing people of color, passionate about inciting others to share his passion for doing harm to people of color. At best, and I do mean at best, the situation is one where more and more people are becoming insensitive to the plight of people of color. At worst, more and more people are becoming more hostile and malicious towards people of color. We have the Gab online site where people whose hearts are filled with hatred can go and just pour out the contents of their hearts as they express their hatred, their malice, their hostility for people of color and whoever else, homosexuals. And as many of you know, although I do not agree with the homosexual lifestyle, I do not agree that homosexuals should be adopting children, I still say homosexuals should not be hated. Homosexuals should not be mistreated. They should not be beaten. I don't think they should be demonized and vilified. But you have this internet service that will allow people to go on and spew out their hatred. And as we know, bad communications corrupt good relations, or what are turning out to be very, very unhealthy relations, as people become more and more emboldened and inspired, if you will, to allow the worst that can be found in mankind to just pour out of themselves. Although it's rough and it's tough, and it gets tiring, no doubt, we still need to keep pushing for the better. Remember to sometimes take those breaks. Don't feel like you got to be working, working, working all the time. And think about everything that has to do with work. School, your job, your marriage, the fight against oppression. All of that is work. And you need to take some breaks every now and then. So take a break from everything. Every once in a while, take a break from everything. Let your souls, let your emotions, let your brains, let your bodies rest. Get refreshed and then continue the push. The beauty of it is, and this is so important to remember, there are many people who are helping with the push to make things better. People from within the white community, black community, Asian community, you name it. Just like there are people within every community making it worse. Every community, including every community of color. Don't let people decide that life would be better for them if they help make things worse for members of their own ethnic community. Oh, yeah. A lot of folks decide, hey, if I can get paid making life worse for everybody else, and I'd be given a pass, why not? There are a lot of folks who think that way, who feel that way, and move in that direction with great gladness. We're going to be seeing more and more passion. Those who are passionate about hating, those who are passionate about being malicious, those who are passionate about making life worse for other people are going to grow in numbers, and they're going to grow in the intensity of the dark works that they do. As a result, the stress is going to increase. I've been sharing this with you all off and on for years. The stress is going to increase for everyone, including the ones whose hearts are filled with hatred that pushes them to do evil. The stress is going to build for everyone. I want to encourage you. Think about what Adrian Pay shared with us from The Minority Experience. Get the book, read the book, and let's do what we can as long as we're here to make things better. Let others see us doing that. Let others see us pushing to make things better. What a great way to let some of life's best moments come through each one of us. Till next time.